Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we'll be talking about discounts on phones, laptops and much more because two of the biggest e-commerce websites in India, Amazon and Flipkart, are having Diwali sales, I guess. They're calling these the Great Indian Festival Sale and the Festive Dhamaka Day Sale. Sorry about that. So, with these two sales, we can probably expect to see a lot of these popular phones, such as the iPhone, on discount. And to talk about all of these things, we have our in-house deals expert and community manager at Gadgets 360. That's Harpreet Singh.
Hey.
So, hi Harpreet, how are you feeling? Are you like overwhelmed by all these discounts?
Yeah, sort of.
How much have you spent so far?
I can't reveal that number because... A lot of people are going to listen into it, especially my family. So, yeah, I'm not going to reveal exactly how much.
As long as it's not for taxation purposes, everything is good. Anyway, so first, why don't we look at the deals on Flipkart? Because in my opinion, at least this time around, Flipkart has some really exciting offers. So first, maybe we should start by talking about the phones. So as far as Android phones go, the Asus Zenfone Max Pro M1, I think, is the star of the show right now. So
Yeah, so anyone who missed it the last time during the Billion Days sale can still grab the Zenfone Max Pro M1 with the base variant is still down to 9999.
Yeah, so that 3GB RAM, 32GB storage and a Snapdragon 636 chip.
Exactly. So it's still a great phone at this price, even if you consider the payment offers or, you know, swap your old phone with it, it comes down, the price comes down even further. So pretty good phone at this price.
Yeah, so you know what, I'll actually go ahead and recommend the 6GB RAM variant of this phone, which is now down to 12,999.
Yeah, yeah, so that one makes the most sense right now.
Yeah, so down from 15,000 to 13,000, and that variant actually has a better camera than the others. If you have the budget, then that's the variant to get for sure. And in our test, we've seen that the battery life of this phone is pretty good because of the 5,000 milliampere hour battery. When we first tested it, the battery life wasn't great because of software optimization issues. But then over time, it got much better. And this probably is our favorite phone under 10,000 rupees at this point in time.
Cool.
Right, so
with Zenfone Max Pro M1 getting timely updates, I mean, maybe we've seen recently, I think it's still, you know, you could use phone this one for a long period of time. So,
I mean, it's getting updates so far. Let's see how they continue it because it doesn't use a custom, version of Android. It does not have stock Android either. It uses something called as Zen UI on top of Android. I'm not a huge fan of those icon packs and all that, what they use on that. But still, it's a pretty decent phone. At that price, I don't think, you know, you can make a mistake with this one. So the other exciting phone in this list is the Nokia 5.1 Plus. Now, I'll just quickly talk about the phone maybe, and then Harpreet, you can talk about the discount. So the funny thing about this phone is that it runs stock Android. I mean, it's from Nokia, which is now owned by a company called HMD Global. If you look at the battery specs in this phone, it says that it has a 3060 milliampere hour battery, which is 3060. Now, that's a far cry from what we've seen with the Zenfone Max Pro M1, which has 5000 milliampere hours, or, you know, even the Zenfone Max M1, which has 4000 milliampere hours, and it's like at 7500. But Nokia's optimization in terms of software is really good. We were easily able to get like over a day of usage on this one. And it has a MediaTek Helio P60 processor, which is pretty good overall. Only issue we saw was that like while gaming, the phone tends to heat up a bit. So, you know, if you're going to be using this in non-AC environments and like where, you know, it's really hot, which is pretty much like about 65% of India, I guess. So then it may be a bit of a problem. But for basic usage and for like normal things like WhatsApp, etc., don't think it should be, you know, a problem. So the phone is pretty good, has stock Android, is a part of the Android One program. So that means updates will be guaranteed, but the discount. So yeah.
Harpreet. Yeah, so it's down to 10,499 right now. It has a sticker price of 13,199, and you can get an exchange discount up to like 9,750, which is pretty decent. And as you mentioned, it has a decent battery backup. And you, of course, if you're looking for an Android, if you're looking for an Android One phone at that price point around 10,000, it's a pretty decent buy. And if you consider in the payment options, I mean, you know, if you pay with an Access Bank credit or debit card, you get 10% instant discount. So even that is pretty decent.
Yeah, that's a part of the Flipkart offer. One thing I noticed with this one is that I think while the sticker price is 13,199, it was launched at 10,999. Yeah. So I think the discount is just 500 rupees.
Yeah. So what you'll notice on Flipkart and even Amazon is the phones that are exclusive to them and the ones that are mainly in the budget category don't have very large discounts. But they bundle such offers in a way that it makes it, you know, worthwhile. The effective price comes down if you factor in all the bundled offers. If you're buying it without any payment offer or exchange offer, then it's not too much of a deal, effectively. So
yeah,
make sure you're using exchange offers, the available exchange and the payment offers, because otherwise it's no use.
Yeah, exactly. And the price of this phone, I mean, as we've seen with other Android phones, in 6 months or less, like, the first of all, the chip will not be that great. As in, like, it probably is likely to be slightly outdated. And the price tends to come down as well. So if you're going to buy these phones, then make sure that you make the most of all these. You know, find somebody who has one of these bank credit cards that are on offer or debit cards. And, you know, make sure that you're exchanging your old phone, even if it is someone else's phone which is lying around in the house. On Flipkart, now there is one more deal on the Xbox One S 1TB. Now, this is down to 21,490, and the one that we've listed on Gadgets360.com. So that deal includes 3 months worth of Xbox Game Pass, which is essentially a subscription service where you get like a bunch of games and you can play all of them at a monthly fee of around like 600 or 700 rupees, I forget which, and Xbox Live Gold, which you need for multiplayer. Like if you want to play with your friends online, you need Xbox Live Gold. So you think it's a good deal at 21,490?
Yeah, it sounds like a great deal. And plus, if you've got an ancient gaming console lying around, you can, you know, just get rid of it and get another 50 up to 1500 off as well. So yeah, the effective price could come down below 20,000 with the Access Bank offer. So
yeah, you know what? So earlier this year, I remember seeing one Xbox. I think it was Xbox One S only. I don't know which variant. Earlier this year, I remember seeing that for around like 20,000 as well. So I don't think this is the best offer on the Xbox One S 1TB. But if you're in the market for one right now, so yeah, this is pretty good as far as deals go.
Yeah, so it's not the lowest price on it, because there was one the one you mentioned is probably the one with that was bundled with two or three games that was selling for around 20, and another one was around 22,000. So, but yeah, these prices keep on fluctuating.
Yeah, quite a bit. And also, like, I'm not recommending that anybody should buy anything from the gray market, but the prices apparently are much lower over there as well. Yeah. So, you know, only problem is you don't get any warranty with those consoles. And of course, you know, you need to have a retailer you trust over there. You know, the whole risk of like getting something from gray market and getting scammed is also there. So if you want to buy it in the legit way, this is probably the best deal you're going to get right now. Okay, so funniest deal of the Flipkart Festive Dhamaka Day's Sale Award goes to the iPhone XS 256GB. Harpreet, take it away.
Yeah, so the XS 256GB is down to, it has a discount worth 5,000 rupees, and I'm not sure if anyone who even considers buying an iPhone XS would be looking at that. I mean, that's like an amount you'll spend on a case. So I don't know.
I mean, 1,15,000 का नहीं, 1,10,000 का ले लेते हैं भाई. I have no idea who thinks like that. I don't know how much is the percentage discount. Let me just quickly calculate that. But
this,
you know, like, we've
tiny.
Yeah, so we've seen that the phone is really good. I mean, we are reviewing it still. Review is not complete. But you know, I think it's like 4.34%.
Roughly around that.
Or is, I don't know, unless my maths is horribly wrong, it is definitely like around less than 5% discount. So I think, I'm pretty sure you get a bigger discount if you use one of those credit card offers than this. But I don't know, they have like usually got a maximum limit, like only maximum 4,000 discount or something like that. So anyway, so yeah, in the market for a XS 256GB, well, enjoy your 5,000 rupees off. moving on to other discounts, the Google Home is priced reasonably this time.
Yeah, so again, festive season sale, these things are the best. I mean, on Amazon side, you get the Echo Smart speakers, and on Google, on Flipkart, you'll get the Google Home and Google Home Mini at a discount. So the Home Mini is now down to $2,449, and the bigger one, the Google Home, is down to $7,499. So you can obviously get another 10% instant discount with the Access Bank cards. So at this price, these are pretty worth it. And if you're trying to experiment with it, maybe get the Google Home Mini and see if it works for you, and then maybe expand with the Google Home, or maybe buy another Google Home Mini down the line. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm just way too paranoid. I personally feel that putting one of these smart speaker thingies in the house, which is essentially like an always-on recording microphone, and consider the fact that this is not a battery-operated thing, right? You have to plug it into a power socket.
Right.
So I don't feel very comfortable doing that. But then it is quite useful, I have to say this, like whether it's the Amazon Echo or the Google Home, especially if you're standing in the kitchen and cooking, you put it out there and then, you do things like set a timer for 5 minutes without touching anything. That's pretty cool. So
It depends how you use it and then how you get used to it. I remember buying the Echo Dot initially, and I completely forgot about it. I wouldn't even plug it in, and I would just randomly see it on my desk. Oh, I also have an Echo Dot. So, I mean, these things take a little time. There's a learning curve involved, and then there's this getting used to curve involved, where you have to, condition yourself that, I have to use that. Otherwise, it's not too useful for a lot of people.
Yeah, indeed. So, moving on to other deals, if you're sort of not interested in smart speakers that much, there's still a lot on sale on Flipkart. So, the Fitbit Charge 2 is pretty interesting. Now, when the Fitbit Charge 2 launched, I think it was around the 15,000 rupee mark. And now the Fitbit Charge 3 is the latest one in the market. So, the Charge 2 is like, I think, discontinued officially, but whatever stocks are left are being sold on Flipkart. So the price is now 8,000 rupees on during the sale. Okay, so now since I am the one who usually reviews wearables, etc., what I can tell you about this is that I personally don't feel that it's worth 8,000 rupees either, because my belief is that if you're getting one of these fitness tracker thingies, then you go all the way and you get a watch like thing. Where you get the benefit of GPS, you can track your runs, and you also get a bunch of other features such as notifications, proper ones, and all of that. So now I'm not suggesting that everyone should buy an iPhone and get an Apple Watch, because clearly that's too expensive. But there are some really good alternatives such as the TomTom Spark 3, which if you look at it, it is usually available at around say 12,000 rupees or so, and sometimes in sales I've even seen it going down to around the 10,000 rupee mark. So those will be much more useful for a lot of people, especially those who are seriously into fitness. But for casual users, now I think, while this has this heart rate tracking and notifications and, it's water resistant, etc., I think the Mi Band 3 at 2000 rupees does like most of those things at like a much lower price. So I'm not exactly sure why people should spend more on getting a Fitbit. I'll give you this, that the app is much better for Fitbit. Like, it's a really nicely designed app, and they have lots of good features there, and you can like add friends and compete with them, etc. But I still don't see the value in like using this. So the description of this product does say that it has connected GPS, which essentially means that it'll use your phone's GPS to track your activities. So, once again, not exactly sure like why you would spend 8,000 on a product like this. In general, like, I feel that a lot of products in this category are quite overpriced for what they do. So if you're thinking of buying this, just think, do you need this kind of a thing? I personally don't think most people do, but if you absolutely must have something that is discreet enough to track your activities, and like you can maybe wear it every day without it looking gaudy like a running watch, well, fair enough then, I guess. This is not a bad deal.
Yeah, one thing I noticed about Fitbit, I have used a Fitbit Blaze for a little while before it had all that allergy and thing going on me. Their app and their app ecosystem is pretty good. I mean, the whole add your friends thing and compete against your friends and everything. Fitbit has a pretty solid app on both, obviously, on iOS and Android. So that's one thing. If you've got a lot of friends who already use Fitbit charges, I mean Fitbit's fitness band, maybe this would be a decent buy.
Yeah, indeed. I'd probably say this as well. I'm not sure if people know this, but you can just download the Fitbit app and use it with your phone and see if you like it. Because I think the app does support step tracking via the phone, etc. So you don't get all the features that you get if you buy a Fitbit wearable, but it's a pretty usable app. See if you like it and try adding a few friends, and then you can obviously decide whether you want to buy a Fitbit product or not.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, so Harpreet, any other deal on Flipkart that caught your eye and that you want to talk about?
Just one more. I think it should be worth mentioning. There's a Viu 55-inch TV. That's a 4K smart TV that's going for like $44,999 right now. In case anyone, I mean, this is a very decent alternative in case someone who is not interested in buying one of those Xiaomi Mi smart TVs, because they obviously go on a flash sale and all. This is a pretty decent option, and it comes with like an exchange offer where you get another 15,000 maximum off the listed price. So yeah, and it's an
Yes.
official Android TV, so you get built-in Chromecast features and you get access to Google's Play Store apps and everything. So this is pretty solid for $44,999.
Yeah, exactly. For that price, it looks really good. It's obviously 4K means Ultra HD, which means like 3840 by 2160 should be the resolution for this. My only issue is that I don't think this TV is HDR. So for those who don't know, HDR is like high dynamic range, and that
Yeah,
essentially means that
Xiaomi
colors
TVs
look,
processor.
yeah,
Right.
so colors look much better on screen. So only problem is that you have to have content that is HDR. So once you start going down that rabbit hole, you'll realize
Yeah.
that you ultimately end up a really poor person, and you have your great visuals on your wall somewhere. So if you're like nitpicky about that kind of a thing, yeah, maybe look at other TVs than this one. And also one more thing with this deal is that I just put out a very popular zip code, a pin code in Mumbai. It's in the heart of South Bombay where the office is for Gadgets360, and it's saying currently out of stock in this area. So where it's available with TVs, this is a big problem because the package is huge. Usually it's like over 10 kgs, and like a massive box comes in, so the delivery options are quite often very limited. So yeah,
Right.
be sure to check if it's available in your area, and like please don't blame us if you don't find it there. It's really not our fault. All right, so moving on to the Amazon deals. So first one, again, let's just quickly look at the iPhone deal first and like just tell everyone, okay, this is not a great deal. It's iPhone 10 64 GB is available at 75,000 rupees. So in the previous Amazon sale, this was down to 70,000, and I've seen it going to I think 67 or so on some other sites as well in earlier sales.
Yeah, Flipkart had it
So
for like $64,999, but that was for a very short time. They had this
yeah.
banner on their website which said that we'll have the lowest iPhone prices. And for a very brief moment, they did sell it for $64,999. And they probably realized like, oh my God, Amazon is selling it for $69,999, $79,999. So why are we selling it for cheap? So they switched prices again. They pushed it up to $69,999. And now it's around seven. I think right now Flipkart is selling it for like, last night they were selling it for like 79 or something. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, if you have like a ton of money lying around, even though the iPhone 10 is discontinued, the final stocks that remain are on sale. Well, 75,000 is probably a better price than the launch price, which was some 89,000. So yeah, pretty decent phone overall. But again, at this price, you can buy the iPhone 10R pretty soon, which will be available at 76,900. And I'm pretty sure there'll be some credit card offer where the price will be lowered slightly. So yeah, well, think before you hit that buy button.
Probably
All
around
right.
Christmas or maybe Republic Day sale, whenever. I mean, those are the phones that will go on discount by then. We
Yeah,
have some
hopefully.
generalities.
Okay then. So looking at other phones, the Samsung Galaxy A8 Plus is down to 23,990 rupees from I mean, somewhere around the 30,000 rupee price bracket.
Right.
So,
right.
Think this is a great deal. Should people get a Samsung phone at this price?
Yeah, this one looks interesting. I mean, it comes with a 6-inch Full HD plus AMOLED display, and there's a 3500 mAh battery. I'm not sure this is like the best option at the under 25,000 option, but it looks like a decent buy. You should factor in an exchange offer, you know, and get further discount. If you can score a deal below 20,000 for this one, I think it's pretty okay. I mean, it's not a bad buy at all. It has a dual camera setup. You get a 16 megapixel. It has a dual camera setup at the front, and I guess another decent option for selfie lovers.
Yeah, pretty much. Only issue with Samsung phones that I've had over the last few years is the software. Now TouchWiz has gotten much better. I think they've changed the name also. It's now called something like Samsung Smart Experiences UI or some strange name like that. So it has gotten a lot better, but still, like, you get a bit of bloatware on this phone, and this phone is slightly like heavy and bulky to hold. So if that's a concern, yeah, then perhaps not. And also in our review, we mentioned that the camera is not that great. However, you do get, as you said, the screen is really good, battery life is good. There's lots of RAM and storage space on this one. I think this has 6 GB RAM and 128 GB of storage, right? This particular variant. 64 GB of storage, yeah. So, pretty decent in terms of like RAM and storage. And at this price, it's competing with some like heavyweights in the industry, such as the Poco F1, which has the latest Snapdragon 845 processor, which is the best you get on the Android side of things. So if you can get a Poco F1, then that probably overall will be a better deal. But if you know somebody, I know a lot of people, by the way, who would want a Samsung phone and will not get anything else because, they like the brand. So for a lot of those people, this is a good mid-range option, I think.
Cool.
Right. So next phone you want to talk about is the Honor Play. Now, it's a fairly recently launched phone, right?
Yeah.
So it has a Kirin 970 chip, which, the only reason I remember this chip is basically Huawei and Honor were caught cheating some benchmarks, and the 970 was the chip that was in question. Basically, that means that when you run a benchmarking app, which gives you a score that tells you how powerful a phone is, how fast it is at performing certain tasks. So when you run that app, you get a certain score. So when when these phones detect that app is running, they basically would mean that the app starts showing a higher score or running at a higher speed. So this would mean that amounts to cheating, obviously, and inflate your scores like that. So I think since then Honor has fixed all those issues, but yeah, that's the only reason I remember this chip and this phone. But it's targeted as a gaming smartphone, and it has a really nice 6.3-inch Full HD plus display as well.
Yeah, so this was the first phone that shipped with GPU Turbo, if I'm not wrong. This is the first one that shipped with GPU Turbo, Huawei's GPU Turbo technology at launch, initially.
I think
a lot of their phones have that.
That promises to increase like graphics performance while decreasing the battery life is also increased, like efficiency of battery is increased and graphics performance is increased as well. I think this did very well on our when we reviewed it, we gave it a pretty good score overall. So it's a pretty decent phone. It's not like it's a bad phone or anything. The Honor Play, 4 GB RAM and 64 GB of storage it has, and it's going at 18,000 rupees, which is a discount of 4,000 from its original price of 22,000, if I'm not mistaken. But what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna quickly go and check the launch price of this phone, because usually that's where these deals on Amazon and Flipkart they tend to go wrong, right? What happens is they show the sticker price, which is on the box, so. That's not very helpful in terms of the, discount, because you get to inflate your discount, sure, but it's not actually a big deal. So yeah, it launched at 20,000 rupees.
Yeah, so it was 1999 at launch. So it's a flat 2,000 rupees discount, and the exchange offer gets you another up to 15,900 off if you swap your old phone.
Yeah, so, if you give up your iPhone 10 from last year, you can almost get this phone for free. Okay then. So another cool deal on the Amazon sale was obviously the OnePlus 6. Now the OnePlus 6 has two variants, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Please don't kill me if I'm wrong. But one of these variants was 8 GB RAM with 128 GB of storage, and that was at 40,000 rupees earlier. Now it is down to how much?
34,999.
All right, 35,000. So that's pretty much the launch price of the base variant, right? The
Right.
OnePlus 6, 6 GB RAM, I think that was the
Yeah, but
variant.
So OnePlus 6e is just around the corner, and but if you're not willing to spend a lot of money on it, and if you can, if you're looking to upgrade from an older phone, maybe use the exchange offer and get this for somewhere close to 30,000. This is looks like a good deal. I mean, you get 8 GB RAM, 128 GB storage, and then there's Snapdragon 845. So that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, so you know what? I think the OnePlus 6 has sort of been maybe slightly overshadowed by the fact that the ASUS ZenFone 5Z
Yeah.
offers most of these features at a lower price.
Lower
So
price, yeah.
I think it was going for like 25,000 in a sale last time, and even now it's that phone is under 30,000. I think it was launched at 29,999. So you that phone has most of these features at a lower price. So if you are looking for this kind of a phone, there's a Poco F1, which is a pretty good option. But you have to live with the fact that it has MIUI, which has lots of ads.
Yeah,
And even though
that's
the
quite a
phone is
bit.
quite cheap in the 20 to 30,000 rupee price range, and there's the ASUS ZenFone 5Z, which also offers better value. But yeah, the OnePlus 6 is now cheaper. So in case you have to get a OnePlus phone, well, pretty good deal. So yeah, look at that. The Vivo V9 Pro is also on sale. So Harpreet, do you want to talk
Yeah.
about this phone?
Yeah, so the Vivo V9 Pro is down to 17,990. That's like 18. And while the discount is not very huge, it comes with an MRP of like 19,990. You can still collect an exchange offer and get an instant discount up to 16, around 16,000. So at around 18,000 price point, you get a 6.3-inch Full HD full view display. Vivo's with and the phone comes with a very thin bezels and dual camera setup at the rear. So if you're looking for a phone at around 18,000, this is pretty decent. If you can,
Yeah, so
if
I'll just
Vivo
add that,
is around.
the two things that you need to keep an eye out on are the fact that this has 6 GB of RAM at 18,000 rupee price point. Pretty good overall, because I think modern certain games, they're not very well optimized, like Fortnite, if you're into that. 4 GB of RAM is barely enough to run that game properly. So 6 GB gives you a bit of headroom, I guess. Then there's a Snapdragon 660 chip. Now this chip is also in the Xiaomi Mi A2, which runs stock Android and not MIUI, and it's a part of the Android One program, so fast updates are guaranteed, although how fast that remains to be seen. And Mi A2 ships at, I think, 17,000 rupees. So the problem is that the Mi A2 has a USB Type-C port and no headphone jack, and it also does not have any expandable storage. So if those are like things you absolutely can't live without, then perhaps a Vivo V9 Pro is a good deal. The software on this one, again, like I'm not a huge fan of. Both Vivo and Oppo use some custom versions of Android, and like I just don't like it as much as maybe stock Android or certain other customizations that are done on Android, such as what we have seen with OnePlus and their Oxygen OS. So yeah, perhaps not. I mean, there is always a caveat in all of these phones. So yeah, these are the few weaknesses of the V9 Pro specifically. Okay, so another deal we've seen on Amazon is that the MacBook Air is now down to around 55,000 rupees. So is that a good deal, Harpreet?
I mean, the price is decent, it's good. But Apple has another event lined up for like the end of this month, that's 30th, right?
Yeah.
So they'll most likely announce new Pros and new Airs, and as the trend goes, we'll probably have it maybe by end of November or mid-November, if not early. So I'd suggest wait out for a bit, maybe. Because
Yeah,
maybe
I
they'll,
suppose so.
I mean, there are rumors that maybe they'll announce an entry-level MacBook, something like that. while that may be very unlike Apple, but you know, it's still worth waiting a few more days.
Okay, so even I'd say, I mean, you know, just wait it out and see what is announced later before you make your buying decision. But if you need a laptop right now and have a budget of around 50,000, yeah,
then
you
that,
can't go
this
wrong.
is the best. Yeah,
Yeah,
this is the best
indeed.
option right now.
All right, so any other deals you want to highlight from the Amazon sale before we wrap up this episode?
Yeah, just one. There's another, I don't know, I have this thing for TVs. This Panasonic 49-inch 4K smart TV that's going for around 52,990. So it's not very cheap compared to the budget options that you have from BU or Xiaomi. But if you're looking for a branded TV, this is a decent option since this is a 2018 model, and the sticker price is around 99,000. But it's still at 52,990. This is a very decent option if you're looking for a 4K TV. And Amazon is offering an extended 1 year warranty, but it's from a third party. So just be a little careful with that. And yeah, that's it. The TV is pretty standard. You get all your usual smart TV functionality with it and everything else. So
okay.
If you're looking for something at around 50,000, this is also an option right now.
All right. I thought you would recommend that Dyson air purifier at 30,000.
No, I mean, if you're seriously looking for an air purifier, the Xiaomi, if it is available, the Xiaomi air purifier 2C or 2S, whatever they have, that new one, it's worth it even at the MRP. That's, I think that's around 9,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
And
yeah.
This Dyson one looks really cool and is Wi-Fi enabled.
Yeah,
so
if you want a very fancy air purifier, you can just keep it in your living room for your guests to admire. I think the Dyson pool. They are cool. That's down to like
$29,900
right now.
Yeah, think of it as home decor, you know, and not as an air
purifier.
Anyway,
yeah, so even if it's not working, you can just, oh, look at it. It looks so good. It's
a Yeah, also the Amazon Echo speakers, the deal looked
yes.
really good to me.
Yes.
So the Echo Dot, the new one, is down to 2,999.
Right.
So that's a
and the
decent
second
deal.
Generation one is still available. That's like 2,449 right now.
Yeah, but
so,
I'd suggest the third gen one because it's just 500
makes
rupees
sense.
More.
I mean, the price difference
yeah.
is yeah, negligible. Yeah.
Yeah, and design is so much better. It has that, you know, nice cloth thing happening. But once again, my same reservations about like smart speakers and putting a 24/7 microphone in your house and giving information to these companies. Yeah. No. Anyway, so is there anything else you want to highlight about these festive season deals? Are they like as good as the previous one, or like should people wait for some other sale before getting things?
Yeah, so these are the second round of festive season sales, and most of these deals deals are a repeat of what we saw in the previous sales. So this is a good chance if you missed out in the previous ones earlier this month. This is a good chance to grab them. You know, the things that you need are available. And the next sales more or less would be around Diwali, but they'll be like, you know, whatever is left from these sales would be recycled in those. So this is a good time to grab products if you're looking for it. I mean, if you're looking
yeah,
to buy
so
a
this...
smartphone or a TV or something, this is a good time to get one.
Yeah, so this sale is a good sale, but the best sale was the last sale, so unfortunately. Because most of the best deals were available in the
yeah.
previous one, which happened, I think, 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, so the first round of festive season sales are always the best time, you know. In fact, the first few hours are the like the golden period of getting great deals. And then the first day, obviously, of those sales are very crucial. After that, you don't get to pick whatever you want. After that, it's jo bacha and get all that stuff. So,
all right, yeah, that's actually pretty good advice. Next year when I'm in the market for a smartphone, then I'll definitely keep that in mind. All right then, so I guess that's all we have for this episode of Orbital, and we will see you with another episode next week. As always, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Instagram at Gadgets360, and you can also send us an email at podcast@gadgets360.com with your comments, your feedback, your love, your hate, everything. Okay, no, don't send too much hate, we don't want that either. All right, if you use one of these apps to listen to podcasts, then you can rate us via Google Podcasts on your Android phone or Apple Podcasts on your iPhone. Your ratings, your reviews, your subscriptions, they help us a a lot. And thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with another episode next week.